Welcome to Create the Movement podcast. Create the Movement is an online marketing team focused on collaborating with law firms and businesses nationwide. Visit us at createthemovement.com to discover how we can help you create a movement.
Welcome to Create the Movement podcast, Dev Room Edition. I'm Josh Rich. With me is David Martin.
How you doing, guys?
Today, we will discuss the new Google update. One of two, apparently, as we just found out recently. There was Possum, which is an unofficial underground update.
And no official Google comment yet.
No comment from Google yet, yes. But today we were talking about Penguin 4.0. You want to introduce that a little bit, David?
So this is the real-time update. It's supposed to make things a little easier and also a little harder all at once.
Yeah. So, some background. Since, 2002-ish, there's been four major updates.
Right around.
2004-ish. Yeah, Panda was the first one. Mm-hmm. And then Penguin.
And then
Hummingbird.
And then Pigeon. Panda.
Pigeon.
Penguin.
When did Pigeon come in?
I don't think there's a Pigeon.
Those two birds? Because we got...
I thought it was Hummingbird and Penguin.
There's four, though.
Yeah. Panda, Hummingbird, Penguin.
Pigeon.
Is it Pigeon?
Yeah, it's Pigeon.
You're right.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, we'll go with that. So, anywho, you might want to Google that while we're doing this. Anywho, so, occasionally, Google will update their updates, which is what they just did with this latest one. So, Dave, do you want to give us a little bit of background on the original and what we have now?
So, the original led to just penalties affected this whole entire site, and it was supposed to crack down on spammy link building.
Right.
Essentially, it was supposed to keep, you know, you from going and running through GSA and building 10,000 links at once and shooting up in the rankings. But it shut down a lot of just what SEOs do.
Right.
And it also led to a lot of offhanded, unintentional penalties, I think, as part of the reason for this new switch.
Right. And so one of the things we talk about a lot is a lot of SEO people talk about too, is just the value of links and bad links. You know, whether Google really penalizes bad links or not, because if they truly do penalize you for creating all these bad links, then what would stop you from sabotaging your competitor with a bunch of really crappy links?
Right.
So there's kind of been this back and forth, a lot of oh, they really do penalize you. Oh, no, they really don't. You know, we know that they do to some extent, but the debate has kind of always been, well, how much?
Right.
How seriously do they take that? How
hard is it to get?
Yeah, exactly. How intense is the boogie monster? You know, how big bad is that? You know, we never really know. Obviously, Google touts it as this, you know, colossal thing that will catch anyone and everything, but we know that's not true.
Right. I mean that's just to their benefit.
Exactly. Yeah, they want to make it seem like it's bigger and badder than it really is.
You don't have to catch the people who are too afraid to try.
Exactly. Yeah. That's well said. Well said. But anyways, this new update, basically, the way it used to work is it would kind of just be on a refresher. Yep. Right? So every so often, it would update.
Basically, algorithm updates, maybe once a year, twice a year, you'd get
exactly.
That refresh for your site.
Yeah, so if you were the penalty, you kind of had to wait for a fresh start.
Yep.
You know, or on the flip side of that, if you were doing shady things, you were kind of in the clear until it refreshed.
Right.
You know, so it kind of worked both ways. You know, but if you got penalized, then you're screwed because you kind of waiting for this ambiguous time that you don't know. There's an update. Thank God I can finally get out of the penalty. But now, it's all live.
It's all in real time.
Real time.
Every time they crawl your site, new metrics are applied, which just make it very interesting.
Which means you can get penalized way faster.
Yeah.
You can get a new penalty every day.
Yep.
But on the flip side, they also made it a lot more easy to disavow links within Webmaster Tools.
And the cool thing, too, going along with what you said, is that penalty doesn't apply to your entire site anymore.
Exactly.
It only applies to the affected page. So you're not going to have your entire site just disappear from existence, just the pages that are spammy or that Google found doing some black hat or shady things, you know, are removed from the search engines, which is...
way nicer.
Ideal, yes.
Way nicer. So a lot of times, you know, whenever Google will do an update or an update to an update. Like, the SEO world just, like, flips out.
Right.
And we're like, oh, like, the sites go down left and right, and we don't know what to do. It's just, like, Armageddon.
It's a mad dash.
But this is kind of like, everyone, you know, I feel like from, like, the forums that we've seen, the kind of what we've seen, like, no one's, like, really freaking out about it.
Most people, you don't think it'd be everybody, but everything I'm reading, people are seeing positive movements, yeah. Which I don't know how everybody can move up, but it seems like they are.
Yeah, I mean, maybe that just means that the people that are actually doing SEO are moving up.
Are moving up, which makes
versus
sense.
Versus those old sites that, like, just have, you know, the good domain authority from way back when.
Yeah, they've been around since 2000, so.
Yeah, so they're just going to rank well.
Exactly.
So those are moving down, but the people that are actually doing work are moving up. So, yeah, it's kind of a cool thing to see, because this is, I mean, not that I'm like an industry veteran,
right.
But this is the first time that I've seen people have a fairly positive reaction to a Google update.
Right.
You know, so.
It's definitely interesting.
Yeah. And so, now, granted, this is only, what, a week old?
Yeah.
So, we still have not seen any, like, no one, from what I've not seen a single, like, case study done on this or anything right. like that. So, we don't necessarily know the full extent of the implications of this update. But, my initial reaction is that it's kind of good. Like, in a way, you can almost be a little bit riskier.
You can be a little bit more loose on the trigger, you know? I mean,
yeah,
you can go for those links that might have been a little bit riskier before because, you know, if you get that penalty, you can just disavow the link and there you go, you know?
Yeah.
Just time lost. You didn't lose that site.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So if you just disavow it really quick, if you do get penalized for it. And like I said, you only lose that one page of linking. It's not like your whole site.
Right.
So it's, you can play a little loose, which is nice. One thing that I'm really curious about, I don't know if you've seen anything about this, is what this means for indexing.
I have no idea.
Because, like,
very curious. Because
logically, I would think that, you know, if it's crawling your site and seeing what links you have in real time, then it's going to index those links and give it to you good or bad. So, like, that would mean that we don't have to wait for that indexing lag.
I would think so, but it'll be interesting to see how that plays out.
Exactly.
Because, I just don't know how they determine where those links are located in real time and what I don't know. That's interesting to see.
Yeah,
and I'm curious for when those case studies are going to come out.
Yeah, because I've read a few articles on this, and no one's even mentioned indexing.
Right.
That was my first thought when it says, "Oh, you're checking all this in real time." Like, okay, well, that's great. Like, finally, try to like ping in on PingBomb or try to paste from indexing service. It's just going to be there.
Exactly.
It's going to be great. You know, and maybe one or two. Like, if I can disavow links with Webmaster Tools, why can I not submit links that I have? You know, just put an Excel form. Hey, these are links that I just created. There you go.
Seriously,
give me those.
I've always thought that was interesting that you can submit your site to be. Well, I guess the whole point is then you would encourage backlink building if you could submit your backlinks to be indexed.
Right.
So I guess that's the
answer
my own question.
Yeah, I suppose. Yes. But still, that remains to be seen.
Yeah.
What effect
that will have
on the indexing. So,
and it could be gigantic, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, it could mean that the SEO work you do today, you directly see tomorrow, which
has never happened before.
Yeah.
Never happened before, you know. And that's, that'd be huge. So, that, my friends, is Penguin 4.0 in like, 7 minutes, 10 minutes? I don't know.
A very quick breakdown.
We'll probably have a blog come out about it sometime soon. Keep your eyes out for that if you're into reading instead of listening. I guess you'd be into listening if you're listening to this right now. But if you're into reading too, then you can check it out.
Definitely check that out.
It's all for now, friends.
Thanks for listening to this edition of Create the Movement podcast. Visit us at createthemovement.com to discover how we can help you create a movement.